to the Middle East, and the United States and Iran have exchanged military strikes for an eighth consecutive day after the US vowed to swiftly punish the regime for killing two American service members in an attack in Jordan over the weekend. Overnight, Iranian media reported hits on a nuclear power plant under construction in the country's southwest and on Keshem Island in the Strait of Hormuz. The conflict also continues to draw in regional neighbours, with Kuwait reporting strikes on an electricity and water plant and Jordan intercepting several Iranian missiles. Iran's National Water Company is reporting that some 10,000 people across 20 villages are without water after the US earlier targeted a desalination plant on the Iranian coast. Retired US Navy Vice Admiral John Fozzie Miller is the former head of US Naval Forces Central Command and joins me now. Admiral, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Do you think these strikes in response to the deaths of two US servicemen, will they strengthen Washington's hand, or is this conflict now reaching a point where de-escalation is unlikely?
Well, first, I think our thoughts and prayers go out to those that were lost and to their families who have to endure this. I don't think these limited casualties, although heartfelt by the families, of course, really have an impact on the overall course of the U.S. strategy here in the future. I think you're going to see the United States continue to strike to reduce Iran's ability to interfere and attack civilian shipping trying to transit the Strait of Hormuz, and eventually to convince the Iranians to stop attacking their neighbors and to turn over their nuclear enriched material.
How significant is it that the U.S. has targeted a desalination plant in Iran?
Well, I think it's highly unlikely that we did, in fact, target a desalinization plant. The U.S. is very careful to follow the law of armed conflict. Every strike that is planned, there's a significant effort to ensure that there are a minimum, if to none, civilian casualties. We try very hard to make sure that we avoid civilian casualties in every respect. A desalinization plant does not have a military value to it, and so it wouldn't be a target. So I'm very skeptical about this report.
From a military perspective, where is the line between legitimate strategic targets and actions that risk undermining the U.S. strategy?
Every time the U.S. plans a strike, part of the planning process is a review of the potential civilian casualties from that strike. So if you're going to attack a radar facility, for example, if there's civilian housing or other civilian structures nearby, the strike will be reviewed, the weaponeering will be reviewed to ensure that there isn't substantial or any civilian casualties or impact. However, the law of armed conflict does allow for some of that to be taken into consideration. What is the risk to the civilian population? And as long as a target can be justified inside the law of armed conflict, and it's a valid military target, then the United States can strike that target and we can proceed. That doesn't mean, in fact, it actually says we're not going after civilian targets. We're going after targets with military value. Those targets are proportional to our military goals. In other words, striking this target is something logically that would be done in order to advance your military goals. And so it's all very carefully constructed. We don't see the same thing, obviously, on the Iranian side, where they are purposely striking places like power plants and desalinization plants in Kuwait, for example.
What do you think about Iran's targeting of Jordan, targets in Jordan over the weekend?
Well, clearly they're trying to do what they can within the capabilities that they have left to them. They still have intermediate range ballistic missiles that can range as far as Jordan, and they're going to lash out at the neighboring nations. In some cases, they are target sets that are valid targets in that there are U.S. military facilities there. We saw that, obviously, by the loss of U.S. military personnel. They're going to continue to do that as long as they can. But every time that they do reach out with these intermediate ballistic missiles. They have fewer of them to use, and we have an idea of where those missiles are located and where the launchers are, and so we have an opportunity to respond to that as well. So I think we'll continue to see some of this for a period of time until the regime understands it can't win and it can't hold off. It can't retain its stranglehold on the Strait of Hormuz, and it can't retain its hold on this nuclear enriched material.
Some of the commentary from US President Donald Trump has outlined civilian targets. The president's warned previously that US forces would hit each and every one of their electric generating plants to bring Iran back to the Stone Ages, in his words, and also targeting bridges and so on as well. Where's the line there with civilian targets?
Well, for a very long time, power plants and bridges and railroad lines and highways have all been valid military targets. And each of those targets needs to be evaluated for its value as a military target and for any potential impact it might have on the civilian population. So I think the president oftentimes speaks in very broad terms how that gets interpreted to the planners and to those that actually carry out the missions. I'm very confident the U.S. will only strike targets that have a military value to them. And every time we strike any target, we have a clear understanding that is within the confines of international law.
John W. Fozzie Miller, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.